Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace,
where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Sacrifice for me,
for
at your
glory.
I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, my mama will shout
hallelujah.
We thank God. We thank God for everyone that's here this afternoon with us here. It's not Sunday service, but we thank God. Merry Christmas to everyone that's here. Our family members.
Merry Christmas.
Today. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We thank God that you took the time out to come together today to pray and to understand what this day is about, what this season is about. Amen. Good to see my mother, Karen.
Amen.
Cousin Brenda Gale, Sister Connie, Sister Laverne Green, Sister Angela Green is with us. My mother-in-law, Kathy Hudson, God bless you. Our grandmother, Helen Manning, God bless you. Jayla Williams,
amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Here today. Just to name a few, Cousin Doretha Jones, God bless you. We are so excited about what God is doing. And today we just wanted to pray as we were led to pray prayers of blessing, prayers of favor, prayers of protection, prayers of peace on today.
Yes.
And just thanking God for what he's doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible tells
Lord.
Us in Luke chapter 2, verse 11 through 12, there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you that you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and cloths lying in a manger. Today you have reason to rejoice. So the Bible does not tell us the actual date that Jesus was born, but we do know that he was born, hallelujah, and we rejoice in knowing that a Savior was born. So today you have a reason to rejoice in every day of your life for Christ.
Hallelujah.
The Savior was born. As you celebrate this day, keep Christ in Christmas, and keep in mind it's not about the gifts under the tree, but about the one who died on the tree to redeem us from our sins. He is the greatest gift of all. Amen. So if you can do anything today, it's to pray for one another. Hallelujah. Pray for breakthrough. Pray for their healing. Pray for deliverance. Pray that peace will come and be still. Pray that they will get a closer relationship with God. This gift grants you all understand eternal life. Hallelujah. This gift sets the captives free and heals all of our diseases. We're talking about Jesus born in a humble stable next to stinking cattle, but baby Jesus came into this world in the most lowly of ways, you all, but he is coming back to rule and to reign at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. So as your family gathers today from near and far this Christmas, remember the true reason for the season. Amidst the chaos of trees and toys and dinner parties and late nights and spent wrapping in perfect presents for our family members, remember that the child who was born to die in your place. We thank God today for the babe in Bethlehem's manger who has granted each of us and each one of us and our family members and loved ones, one of us, the gift of eternal life. Amen. And that's what we celebrate today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will let Pastor Manning speak, and we're going to go into prayer. I see the lines are full. The line is full today. Understand, we all need prayer. We don't want to get away from what this season is about, what this day is about, and what our life is about, and what Jesus came to do. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor, and we'll go into prayer.
Amen. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, and
amen.
Happy holidays. I know everyone is in their loving environment, or in your homes. You're with your family members. You know, you're with friends. You know, this is one day we all look forward to is Christmas. You know, we look forward to Christmas because, you know, this is that time, even from at childhood, we know that this time that family members, you know, would come together. You know, there's so much love in the atmosphere. And that same love, you know, that's what me and my wife, Pastor Tawanika, we want to share that same love with you. So we just want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to each and every one of you. You know, this is that the day that we celebrate that day. So my wife said when a Savior was born
Amen.
In the manger. See, we know that song, you know, so we thank God, you know, for that Savior, you know, because of the Savior was born, you know, Jesus Christ. Because of that Savior, you know, he was born into this world for a peace offering.
Amen.
And this peace offering is for you and I, you know, to have peace with God, to be friends with God, be reconciled with God. You know, we're not judged. You know,
yes,
God don't judge
Lord.
Us anymore because of Christ Jesus. You know, he's our Father.
Yes,
we
Lord. We
thank
you,
God,
Father.
You know, for the Son of God, our Father, and we thank him for the Son of God. And we thank God for
yes,
the Holy
Lord.
Spirit that lives in each and every one of you. God bless you.
God bless you. God,
God
keep you. God keep you all. Hallelujah. Again, Merry Christmas. I just have been online. If there's something that you want to say before we go in prayer, you can press 1. If you just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas today and you want them to hear your voice, this is the opportunity we want to give you so you can press 1 at
yeah.
this time. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. I see that you're here with us. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and be with you all the days of your life. Amen. It is my prayer that all go closer to God. God will call all nigh unto him this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If there is one today.
Yeah.
That you have a specific prayer, we'd like to pray for you. And with you, if not, we're going to go ahead and pray. We won't hold you, that you get back to your families, but we definitely want to bless you as we've been led by the Holy Spirit to call this prayer time together. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we can't thank you enough
yes,
yet.
Thank you, Lord,
we thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made,
thank
and
you.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you
yes,
for new
Lord,
mercy
Jesus.
And new grace on today. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your Son,
thank
Jesus
you.
Christ, your only begotten Son, oh God, that
thank
you sent
you,
to die for us, Father God. And Lord, we just can't say thank you enough, oh God, that you had a plan for us, oh God. Oh Lord, to give us a hope in the future, Lord God, not the doers of evil. We just want to say thank you that your plan was to send your Son, your only begotten Son, to die, oh God, for that you love, Lord God. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank
yes,
you for your loving
you,
kindness,
Lord.
Oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name right now, Father God, Lord, that you will touch every heart on the line right now. Open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive, oh God, all that you have for us to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing right now, what you've done, and what you're about to do in the life of your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that right now, oh God, that you will increase our faith, oh God. Oh Lord, we believe and help us with our unbelief on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, if you find any wicked way or error in us, oh God, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, if we had a thousand tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you. But
yes,
yet still we
you,
come
Lord
to
Jesus.
Give you thanks. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We come praying with a heart of repentance and a heart of forgiveness on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And Heavenly Father, we come right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We bow before you right now. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, all our trespasses, all our iniquities and transgressions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And by faith, we receive forgiveness right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we may have towards anyone. We praise you, Father God. We give you all glory, honor, and praise, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah 22 and 22 to open the gates of heaven above us, oh God, and bless us all right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we would be blessed and that we could be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we would be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14 and 14, to God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah, Lord God, we come today to your holy mountain. Let the blessings of Zion be upon our life today. Hallelujah, we have come to Zion, Lord God. Command your blessing, even life forevermore. for your children. Let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be continual. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the blessing of favor of Zion today. Open up your mouth and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no mountain as holy as Zion. We extend and dwell in your holy hill. Hallelujah. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we'll bless her in the name of Jesus Christ. Zion is your habitation, Father, and we dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessings. Hallelujah. Let everlasting joy be upon our head, oh God. For we come to Zion today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let gladness and joy overtake our life. Let sorrow stand and sweet wave right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Hallelujah. Let our soul be like a water garden, so that we will sorrow no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all our waste places become like Eden, and our desert like the garden of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name. There is no ruin in our lives, but we receive and walk in the blessings of Eden. Hallelujah to your name, God. My Lord, Lord, you are the source of our blessing. Lord, we choose blessings and by walking in your covenant today. Lord, command your blessing upon the life of us, oh God, and your children in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are the Father of lights. You have given us, oh God, good gifts, and we thank you. Release your gifts into our life today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we trust in you and receive your blessings on today. Lord, we ask to receive your blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we seek and find your blessings today. Lord, we knock in the door of blessings open unto us. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, and we will believe that you're giving to us right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you are God who blesses and rewards those who diligently seek after you, oh God. We come seeking today in the name of Jesus Christ to receive the blessings. Hallelujah. The heavenly blessings on today. Lord, you are a fountain of life of blessings. And we thank you, oh God. Lord, you are a tree of life of blessings. And we thank you, oh God. Lord, release the river of blessings to our lives right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we come touching in the grin right now to receive, we just want to say thank you. Lord, rain into our life, oh God, and pour out your blessings over us, oh God. Lord, release the blessings of heaven and the blessings of the deep into our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release the blessings of the breath and the womb into our life, oh God. Let the blessings of Abraham come into our life right now. Lord, let us be blessed with authority, oh God. Let us be fruitful, hallelujah, God, whose branches are right over the wall right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless us. Bless our substance, oh God, and the work of our hands, oh Lord. Lord, bless our land and let the dew of the heaven be upon us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, enlarge us like that. Lord, let us be satisfied with favor. Lord, let us be full of your blessing like this heaven. Lord, let us dwell and shake and cover us like Benjamin. Oh Lord, let us suck up the abundance of the seas and the treasures here in the sand like the Zebulun and Zebulun, oh God. Let us reap the hundredfold like Isaac in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us be blessed like Jacob. Let your blessings ask you, oh God. Let us be blessed like him, oh God, and let you give him in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless us like the best. Hallelujah. Lord, bless us and make us fruitful like Ishmael, oh God. Lord, bless us with a blessing that cannot be reversed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our bank and storehouse be blessed, oh God. Let our Lord, let blessings be the beginning of our ladder and let Job in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless us with favor like Esther. Lord, bless us with wisdom like Solomon. Lord, give us favor like Nehemiah, oh God, to finish that time you've given to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless them like they inherit us. Our household like Caleb and Joshua. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us win every battle like David. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, our Lord, my God, we've taken. We declare the crown of the blood of Jesus Christ. In the power of his name today. That we receive the bring your blessing of goodness, oh God. And you set a crown of pure gold on our heads. And we take it. We rejoice because of your goodness on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. That you sent your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. That your goodness before us, oh God, in the lives of our children. Lord, let your abundant goodness come into our life right now. Let your promise of goodness be fulfilled in our life, oh God. Let us be glad and be joyful because of your goodness, oh God. We rejoice right now your goodness. Hallelujah. Let us delight ourselves in your great goodness, oh God. Let goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. For you are our shepherd and we shall not want to. Remember your goodness. Hallelujah. For your goodness sake, remember us, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Then we will see your goodness in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Lord, you have laid up your great goodness for us, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, you are the source of our blessings and we thank you, Father God. Lord, we come giving it all over to you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us be well favored on today. Hallelujah. Lord, show us your mercy and give us your favor, Lord. Give us favor in the sight of the world, oh God. Let us be satisfied with your favor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us have favor with you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for your protection right now, God. Lord, we command, Lord, to command your hedge of protection around us and your children, Father God. Protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, and we thank you. Let peace come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for these mighty great blessings on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless our body, oh God. Lord, heal every part of us right now, my body, soul, and spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we come to the kingdom through faith in Christ, and we receive the blessings of the kingdom today. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom. We receive the deliverance of the kingdom right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive the healing of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the power of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom. We receive understanding in the mission of the kingdom. We seek first the kingdom and everything we need is added unto us, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We desire to live and bless in the blessed kingdom, and we receive the blessings of the king. Hallelujah. For you are Lord, Lord, the King of kings. Hallelujah. Reign all of us today, oh God. Lord, we come pray for a heavenly blessing upon your children, oh God. Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Father God, we thank you for the overflow today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask that you bless our bread and water and let it take sickness away from our life. Lord, bless our food and protect us from our illnesses. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless our eyes and ears to hear and to see. Hallelujah. Beyond the natural and to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let the body that you created and given us be blessed. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you, oh God. Lord, bless our circulatory system, our nervous system, our endocrine system, our muscular system, and our skeletal system, oh God. Lord, let our organs be blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every part of our body function the way you intended. Lord, let our heart beat the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, you are Jehovah Shammah, our peace, our health, and our prosperity. We thank you. Lord, you are Jehovah Shammah. Let your presence give us life and health, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless our blood for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Lord, bless us with long life and show us your salvation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless us with strength and let us not be feeble in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our hands and knees be confirmed and stronger. We love you, oh God. Hallelujah. For you are our strength. Hallelujah. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We declare the crown by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the power of his name that we will not confess weakness, that we are strong all the days of our life. Hallelujah. Lord, show us good and lift up the light of your confidence upon us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless us and make us exceedingly glad with your presence. Lord, make us full of joy. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy in your presence. Lord, let your glory be upon our countenance, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you that we can decree and declare that we're blessed because you are our strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let our flesh be fresher than a child, and let us return to the days of our youth, oh God. Lord, bless us like you did Abraham because we believe in the gospel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that let our eyes become dim or our natural vigor diminish. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your fear is health to our flesh and strength to our bones, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your spirit, God, let the fear of you, oh God, be health to our nerves and sinews. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will keep your wonder, your word, oh God, before our eyes and in the midst of our hearts. Let your words be health to our flesh today, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, let your saving help touch our lives today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let our health spring forth speedily right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, restore health and to us and heal our wounds right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bring health and cure to every area of our lives and give us, oh God, the abundance of peace right now. Lord, oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, let us prosper, oh God, and be in health even as our soul prospers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over our life today with healing in your wings, oh God. Let our soul, mind, will, and emotions be healed through your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, heal every breach in our life right now. Lord, we believe right now that all our iniquities are forgiven and all sicknesses are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you sent your word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction, and we thank you, God. Lord, let our heart be whole and bind up all our wounds. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Establish us, oh God, as your holy people, oh God. And to you, Lord God, let all people see that we are called by your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, make us plenteous in goods, oh God. Open unto us, oh God, your good treasure, and we thank you, oh God. And let heaven rain fall upon our life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, that you blessed our hands. Glory to your name, God. Shalom, prosperity, and peace are ours through Christ Jesus, and we thank you. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are saints of God. We are children of God. We have a covenant with God. Our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing, and we walk in the covenant all the days of our life. We enjoy shalom, prosperity, and peace, and safety all the days of our life, and we walk in the covenant. Hallelujah. We will be faithful to the covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have a covenant of shalom, peace, and prosperity in our life. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We receive the blessing of those of spiritual authority right now for our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the benediction, which is blessing of our church leadership right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, move right now. Deliver sex to me. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the glory of Lebanon come into our life right now. Let the excellency of the seed of Lebanon come into the life right now of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us grow and be strong. Hallelujah. The cedars of Lebanon. Let the beauty of Lebanon be upon our life, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fruitfulness and abundance of Lebanon be upon us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Lebanon. My Lord, my God. My God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We bless your mighty name. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this day. For this is your day. And we will celebrate you every single day.
Jesus.
But this day, Father God, we're going to celebrate your birth. We're going to celebrate your birth because had you not had been born, Father, where would we be? So we thank you that you was born into this world. You was born a Savior, and you saved us from all of our sins.
Jesus.
And we thank you, Father God.
Thank
not
you,
only
Father.
Did you save us from all of our sin, you have redeemed us from all of our sin. And we
thank
just
want
to say thank you for redeeming us. You have redeemed us from the curse of the law. And we thank you that you have made yourself that ransom, that payment for us. You know, in exchange for us. You exchanged your life for our life. And because you exchanged your life for our life, now we're able to have life in abundance. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died for us. Not only did you come to this world a Savior, but you died for us. And you was dead and buried. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for us. But you didn't just stay right there, Father God. You rose from the dead. And we thank you, Father God, that you had rose from the dead. You didn't just rise from the dead, Father God, but you ascended into heaven and you sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And we thank you, Father God, that you made us a promise that you are coming again. And because you are coming again, Father God, you are coming to receive us into yourself. Hallelujah. Not dead, but alive. Every single child of God, when you come back, we'll be alive. And even those that are sleeping right now, see, they will rise again in Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it all.
Lord Jesus.
We decree and we declare that we are your righteousness, that we are justified, we are sanctified, and we are redeemed by your precious blood. And we thank you, Father God, that your precious blood is our atonement. It covers us. It heals us.
Yes, Lord.
It restores us.
Yes, Lord.
And it washes away all of our sins. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart be ever so acceptable in your sight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree says amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God,
amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Huh? We plead the blood of Jesus Christ
thank
over
you.
Every one of you right now, every situation, every circumstance, over your home, your car, every road that you may travel, hallelujah, in this life, every highway and byway
thank
you may go. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, over your finance, your support, your health, your healing, your marriage, your relationships, your children, all that you have. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but we thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, whatever it is that you have for us to do, Father God, let us receive divine directions and instructions, Father God, and we shall be obedient to do it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, it is you that lead us, Lord God, that guide us, for you are the lifter, so that you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head, and we thank you, Lord. Lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We pray for divine order in our lives. We pray for divine alignment right now. We pray for divine positioning right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we can decree and declare by
yes,
the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We are children of God, born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Hallelujah, that we are established and rooted. Hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. Wash us, receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And
yes,
the promises
Lord.
Of God, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us, hallelujah. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God
amen.
Keep you. I believe Pastor Manning has a special gift for everyone. Hallelujah. Pastor, are you ready to give them that gift, or
are
you going
to
wait?
Oh, see, you put me on Front Street. I'm still working on it, but I'll give y'all
a little
bit of it.
I'll give a little bit.
I'll give you a little bit of it.
Amen.
Just yesterday, I'll give you a little bit of this gift because God gave it to me. Just yesterday, I woke up, you know, and I was praying in the spirit. You know, we have the Holy Spirit, and I was praying in the spirit. And right in the midst of me praying in the spirit, you know, God gave a new song. So I actually wrote a song yesterday, and I'm not going to give you all of it, but I'll give you a little bit of it. And it's, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank God, you know, for giving me a new song. You know, that's what God, he tells us, you know, to have new song, to have new song, to have new hymns. See, it's something that happens, you know, when you praise God, you know, when you just open yourself up to receive what we have. You know, we ask for a whole lot of things in our life, but the very thing that God will give you, see, it's like a mystery. So you don't even know. See, when he gives you a new song, it's so many places that you can enter into. It's so many things that you can come out of that you've been in for a long time. So God bless you. You know, I'm not going to give you all of the song. You know, I'm still fine tuning it, but
yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it. You will be hearing me and my wife sing some of this song. We will. We'll be singing some of this song. We'll be singing some of this song maybe through praise and worship. Doing Sunday service, maybe a little bit of it doing Bible study. You know, we don't know just yet, but I hope you did enjoy it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And have
God
a happy
you.
New year.
God bless you. God keep you. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be
yes.
an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace on today. Remember the reason for this season, that a Savior was born to save you, to save me, to save all generations. It's in Jesus' name that we come together, that we're blessed, that we're saved. God bless you. Glory to God. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas. Hallelujah. See y'all on Sunday. God bless you.
Oh! Y'all sit down before we shout.